News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Irish Water is set to announce details of further water restrictions right across Ireland as the country continues to grapple with drought conditions and dwindling water supply. So to discuss the ongoing water shortages and the long-term solutions that we may need, we're joined in studio this morning by the leader of the Green Party, Eamon Ryan. Eamon, a very good morning.
Good morning.
Just first of all, I was looking at some of the reports in the papers today. Daytime water restrictions are going to have to be imposed in September and October in an effort to try and deal with this. A final decision obviously due to be announced by Irish Water at some stage today. What do you think needs to be done here?
Well, I think what we will probably hear today is that nighttime cutoff is put in certain places, particularly areas in Dublin where we've a particular crisis. So we've introduced the hose pipe ban. And the good thing about that is the indication is something like a 6% fall in water consumption, which has just got us below the kind of acute threshold where we literally didn't have enough water to meet day-to-day supplies. But as you say, the real problem is we're now facing into an autumn where we will have to do real restrictions, probably including daytime cutting off of water for certain areas. And to minimise that and to avoid that as best we can, I think it makes really sense to go all out now at conservation, including those sort of nighttime shutoffs, including further measures, whatever we can in terms of helping people to or asking people to help on the conservation. And really, it's because there's no sign of rain coming. The next 10 days looks like, I mean, there's a mist out there this morning. You can barely feel it.
It's only a drizzle, really. Like
it's not even a drizzle. It looks like this weather system is still staying. The lack of a kind of a southwesterly, the traditional Gulf Stream coming in to bring rain. There's no immediate sign of it. And everyone knows, people can see it. People can see that the ground is bone dry. What maybe they can't see, I suppose, is that our water supplies, I think there's about 1,000 water supplies in the country. About nine of them are in severe drought, 51 are in drought conditions, another 77 are near to drought conditions. Now, that's about 10%, 15%, whatever, of our water supplies are in absolute drought. The problem is with a further 10 days, that number is likely to rise. And I said the real problem is for domestic users is the autumn, that we may not have the water in the autumn we need.
Okay, so what do you think needs to be done now to try and preserve water into the future in terms of the lessons that we can learn now from this?
Well, the lessons we learn is we have to invest in our water network. We have to stop the leaks, particularly. I mean, one of the benefits of cutting water off at night, people say, "Well, what's the benefit of that?" Because, I'm not using water at night. But if we're cutting it off, then we're lowering the amount of leaks in the system, which will help us save water. So we need to continue really significant investment both in the water supply and the wastewater treatment. I think the system that was agreed by the Dáil in the end is going to help. There is the water charges issue is finished. It's in terms of the legislative, but we will have a system in place next year when roughly 7% of households who are using way above the average, more than around about two times the average, a charge will be introduced, and that will incentivize people to really track down where are the leaks. And how can we stop it? That will help. I think we should be looking further in the thinking long term now. Every new building, if we're building 25, 30,000 houses next year, we, I think, should start by mandating at the very start to say you have water harvesting systems put in at the very start. Okay. So that for things like watering the garden, for things like flushing the toilet, you don't have to use the public supply. You can use your own water. Or similarly, we've done things in the past where if you get an extension to your house above a certain size, again, to put in planning laws to say when you're doing a large extension, put in water harvesting systems. It's that sort of proactive,
okay,
long-term
approach.
Okay,
so you think we need pretty radical reforms in that way to try and...
I tell you why we do. This isn't unusual in the sense we've had droughts before. Anyone old enough to remember 1976, but our use of water is a multiple of what it was back in 76.
Okay.
But also what we do know is with climate change analysis, what's happened this year in Ireland is exactly what people predicted. What the climate scientists have been saying is Ireland is likely to get stormier and wetter winter weather, particularly in the north and west, and drier summer weather in the south and east. And it's only going to get worse.
So now that we know that, we should really be planning for it.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, do you think the public underestimate the severity of this?
I think if it goes on for another two or three weeks, once you start cutting off water, people know when you can't flush your toilet, when you can't have a shower when you're a restaurant and you can't feed your customers because you don't have a water supply, that's when it really strikes home. I think we are, because we live in such a wet country. I was talking to your researcher yesterday. She's from Australia. I think they have a completely different perspective because they know what it's like to live in drought conditions. So I think we're only wakening up to it, and I think we need to.
Okay, just very finally, on an entirely separate note, if you don't mind, just yesterday, of course, the passing of the fossil fuel divestment bill, obviously meaning now the government are going to have to drop coal and oil and gas investments. Just what's your view on that?
I was thrilled. This is good news.
Because there was
our country.
A big eruption of applause, wasn't there, in the gallery?
Listen, it's all over the world. New York Times, Financial Times, Guardian, every newspaper in the world are running it as a good news story for the world. It's a small step, but it's a hopeful step. And the really good thing about it, going back to what I said about kind of making it easier for people to do the right thing, in the environmental movement, rather than just always pointing the finger at the individual and say, what are you doing? It makes sense sometimes from lawmakers to say, cut off the funding at source, cut off the fossil fuels at source, and we switch to a renewable alternative. And yesterday was a big step in that direction. It was really good news, a really good example of the Irish Parliament working well.
Okay, and of course that bill will now make its way to the Seanad as well. I'm sure we'll have more on that at a later stage. My thanks to the leader of the Greens, the Green Party, Eamon Ryan. My thanks to you for joining us in studio this morning.